Today and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm live at SUNY Cortland tonight and once again joined by GMU Boys Varsity Head Coach Greg Bonskowski. Coach, thanks again for joining us here on the air.
Oh, not a problem. Should be a really good game tonight between two really good teams.
The Section 4 Class C semifinals live from SUNY Cortland. It's top seed Unitego, 4 seed Bainbridge Guilford. Coach, I think we've seen this one once or twice before.
Yeah, a few times these two have matched up, so usually it turns into a good game, so hopefully we get one tonight.
The winner will go to the Section 4 Class C championship game on Saturday at 1 o'clock right back here at Cortland. They will take on Watkins Glen, who is the 2 seed. They just finished up a victory over Newfield in convincing fashion, 57-29. So whoever comes out of this game tonight will have their hands full, that's for sure. This is the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down. The Bobcats and the Spartans, round three tonight here on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added text to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull again with you on WCDO Sports tonight. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. It's at WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski. It's the Section 4 Class C semifinals tonight, live from SUNY Cortland. Again, the winner will take on Watkins Glen in the championship game. If BG advances, that would be a rematch of last year's contest. Well, just off the top of my head, the last two contests, Section 4 Class C semis, have been BG and Watkins Glen. So those are two teams that know each other very well. Coach, BG's been here. This group has been here many times. They're used to playing on this floor, being in this moment. Unitego, still very young. One senior on this team. Yes, they got to the MAC championship. They fell to BG, but, you know, a lot of youth. Do you think there's a lot of butterflies and nerves for them?
I think there probably is a little bit of butterflies. You know, first time in this building playing in a sectional semifinal. BG certainly has the experience. But at the same time, you know, you are 20-plus games into the season. These two matched up also at the Binghamton Event Center in Binghamton. So you hope that both teams come out and play to their abilities and you have a good contest.
Coach, everyone has said to me this week, who do you think wins here, Nate? Unitego, BG, hard to beat a team three times in the same season. I've heard that phrase at least 1,000 times this week. I mean, as a coach, is that something you believe in, or is it just every game is kind of different and you have to take it, you know, at face value?
It is difficult to beat a team even twice, because the second time you play them, they, you know, they're aware of your tendencies, they're aware of your each individual player's strengths and weaknesses, they're aware of your game plan. So when you play a team the second time, you have to maybe make a few wrinkles, like we've talked about in some of our past broadcasts, you know, how am I going to change my defense up? What am I going to look for differently on the offensive end of the floor? So once you've played a team twice, now to play them three times, it is a difficult task to beat a team three times. However, I do think that that phrase is used more often by the team that has lost twice
sure.
as opposed to the team that has won twice. So I think it's a motivational thing that sometimes the team that has maybe lost twice uses to say, hey, you know, we got a shot. They don't have our number this time.
Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups here at SUNY Cortland. BG is going to be in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim tonight. Unitego, as the one seed, is the home team. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. I would think that Unitego is certainly excited to be here and to get another shot at BG after, I think, what many Unitego players and talking to the coaching staff and a lot of the fans, a disappointing showing in the MAC championship. I think they feel that they can give BG more of a game. I mean, the regular season contest was just a two-point game, 47-45. So we know that these two teams are capable of going toe-to-toe. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and we'll be back for the Section 4 Class C girls semis here tonight from SUNY Cortland on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com. Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show live from SUNY Cortland. It is BG and Unitego. Of course, Butler has been a proud supporter of local high school athletics here on WCDO, and you can apply for credit online, see all their inventory at butlerautosales.com. Some other scores to pass along. The Norwich girls have defeated Oneonta 67-40 to advance in the Section 4 Class B bracket, so the Purple Tornado will be heading to the championship game. And out of the Class D bracket, these games are at Oneonta tonight. Two-seed Franklin defeats three-seed Stanford 47-32. So we'll have some other scores to pass along as we still have this game, BG and Unitego, as well as Downsville and South Courtright. That's the other game going on in Oneonta tonight. BG will go right to left on your radio dial. Unitego left to right. We'll jump it up. Megan Perry for Unitego, Abigail Selfridge for BG. Perry wins the tip, and we're underway between Unitego and Bainbridge-Guilford, the Section 4 Class C girls semifinal. Highly anticipated game. Here's Haley Lush on a give-and-go cut from Morgan Perry. She finishes it off. What a start for Unitego.
Yeah, nice UCLA cut there for an easy basket to start the game.
BG back up the floor on their first offensive trip of the night. Here is Corey Thornton on the right side of the floor. BG going to take their time and interested to see their semifinal, or I shouldn't say semifinal, their second round win over Newark Valley. They were very deliberate, ran the shot clock down, they were very patient. Here's Ashley Matthews, travels at the right elbow, gives it back to Unitego. 2-0 Spartans over the Bobcats in the early going. I mean, BG at the point in the second round would wait until under 5 seconds to shoot, really ran a lot of clock in their man-to-man. Unitego going left to right. They have it left side. Now to the top of the key for Morgan Newman. Right side, Haley Lucia. Lucia pumps it inside for Megan Perry. Fall-away shot no good. Matthews with the rebound. Ashley Matthews is in the starting lineup as Macy Leiser is still out with an injury from that MAC championship game, which was down at BU where BG last played Unitego. So she has not played in any of their sectional games. Abigail Selfridge now at the top of the key, setting up the offense here for BG. Coach, anything you've noticed on defense so far?
Yeah, Unitigo's started the game in man-to-man. I believe at the in the MAC championship game at BU, they played mostly zone. So there's a wrinkle in the defense for Unitigo.
Jump ball as Ashley Matthews got tied up at the right low block as BG passed it down low. Possession arrow keeps it with the Bobcats. 6:35 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 2-0. And so Erica Selfridge will inbound the basketball here for BG. Officials were checking at the table on the arrow, I believe.
Yeah, they adjusted the shot clock because it was a jump ball, but it didn't change possession. So there's only 1 second left on the shot clock here with BG inbounding the ball.
So they're going to have to do the old catch and shoot. Selfridge will get it in, finds Corey Thornton, tosses one up, a three ball, rattles in and out, rebound, skying up with Morgan Newman, and an outlet pass to Haley Lucia. She's got her glasses on tonight. She forgot contacts earlier this year, wore her glasses for a game, had one of her best games of the year. I wonder if it's a little superstition coming out here tonight for Lucia. Right side, Morgan Perry will go to the top of the key for Newman, back to Lucia on the left side. Spots up, wants to fire, misses this one long, rebound is loose on the floor, both teams scrambling for it. Out of bounds, it'll go to BG. Haley Lucia misses that shot. She had a great game in the MAC championship with those 24 points. She couldn't miss that night.
Yeah, she really did a nice job of penetrating and finishing on her drives in that game.
So 6:10 to go, first quarter, 2-0 lead for Unitigo over BG. Thanks for joining us tonight here. We're live at SUNY Cortland on WCDO. Appreciate you listening along. Left side of the floor for Erica Selfridge. Works one out. Ashley Matthews with a 20-footer. Left baseline, no good. Abby Selfridge gets it back to Matthews on a little tip. Down to Corey Thornton. And they get a fresh 30 to work with. Here's Erica Selfridge, left side. Chest pass back up to Corey Thornton. And again, BG taking their time. Right side for Bailey Hart. Hart has it and will go to Abby Selfridge on the left side of the floor. Selfridge will go to Erica. So Abby to Erica steps in for a baseline jumper on the left side. No good. Not a great look. We'll have a kick ball, I believe, on the far side out of bounds. 5.5 to go in the first. Still 2-0 Unitigo. Just want to quickly run you through our starting lineups here. First for Unitigo, a sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp. A sophomore number 20, Megan Perry. Sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry. The lone senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And a junior number 23, Haley Lucia. We'll get BG in just a minute. Left side for Dana Stepp. And now to Morgan Newman. Little give and go, back to Stepp, wants to take it to the rim, gets stuck underneath in the paint, goes back out for Haley Lucia, steps back for a three, this one too strong, rebound for Meg Perry, and she'll bounce it in, gets it to go.
Unitigo using their size advantage there on the offensive glass.
Starters here for BG, a senior number 11, Abby Selfridge, her sister, sophomore number 12, Erica Selfridge, sophomore number 14, Ashley Matthews, a junior number 22, Bailey Hart, and a senior number 23, Corey Thornton. A steal by Unitigo right at midcourt. Spartans will settle back in on offense. They lead 4-0. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Meg Perry. Gets into the paint. She fouled as she got sandwiched by two BG defenders. And so a good start here for the Spartans. BG just looks like they're trying to settle in on offense, trying to figure it out almost.
I think that the man-to-man defense by Unitigo has kind of caught Bainbridge Guilford a little bit off guard. I think they probably expected zone. And they're trying to feel their way and get a good look on the offensive end.
Inbound pass to Morgan Newman. Takes it right to the rack, and it's off the mark. Too strong, and Abigail Selfridge is there for the rebound. She was honored after the Newark Valley game for being the first girl in BG history to grab over 1,000 career rebounds. So she has 1,000 career points and 1,000 career rebounds. What a milestone. Now they go to Erica Selfridge, right side, three-point line extended in front of the Unitigo bench. Back for Corey Thornton. Fires up a three again, off the mark. Rebound right to Erica Selfridge, puts it up, and that won't go. Swirls around, Haley Lucius scoops it up, tries an outlet pass, but it's stolen right back by BG. Taylor Parsons, who's into the game, was able to rip it away. 4 minutes in, and BG hasn't scored. Unitigo leads 4-0. Corey Thornton straight away finds Abby Selfridge, pump fake, jump stop, and it's blocked by Meg Perry. And back up the floor for Morgan Newman. She's right at the Cortland C at midcourt, but traveled and gives it back to BG. Both teams trying to find some rhythm here in the early going.
You know, early in the MAC championship, Bainbridge Guilford was successful making several three-pointers, and Unitigo's man-to-man defense has kind of taken that away. Abigail Selfridge has only gotten one shot so far in the early going.
Very similar to the Newark Valley start in the second round for BG, kind of started cold, and once they got Abigail Selfridge going, that really opened things up. We'll see if she can establish herself down low, but she's going to have to battle all night tonight with the Perry sisters. Here is Corey Thornton with the drive, finds Bailey Hart, but before Thornton threw it, she was fouled as she was at the free throw line with some penetration. 3.5 to go in the first, 4-0 Unitego.
One of the things that you always have to be prepared for against a Bob Conway coach team is their out-of-bounds plays. They do a phenomenal job executing on their baseline out-of-bounds plays, so let's see if DG can get on the board here with a nice set.
Selfridge goes to Corey Thornton. Into the corner now for Abby Selfridge. Leaves it off for Erica. Sets up for a three. This is a long one. Hits off the side of the rim. Bounces out of bounds. And it goes back to Unitego. So a cold shooting start here for BG.
Yeah, they executed their play. Got the look they wanted. Just weren't able to finish.
So Haley Lucia will walk it across the Cortland Red Dragons C logo at midcourt. Settle into the offense for the Spartans. They go to the right side, bounce pass to a wide open Meg Perry, who misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and she's fouled. Did everything but finish there for Unitego. And so this will be a foul on Taylor Parsons, her first and the team's third. So our team foul situation, BG with three, Unitego with one. Dana Stepp on the inbounds will find Meg Perry, wants to take it to the rim. She's fouled here as she goes up. A lot of contact there. We'll see who this one is on for Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll be on Erica Selfridge.
Yeah, good aggressive drive there by Megan Perry.
Not afraid to take it to the rack, that's for sure. So here is Meg Perry. First shot for her is up and good. So the second one coming. I know the Perry sisters work on their game year-round, AAU and off-season work. Great soccer players as well. Second shot is good for Meg. She has 4 points. They even have a hoop inside at their house that they can shoot and play on. I know a lot of the Unitego team goes over there to shoot on snow days and stuff like that. So a 6-0 lead here for the Spartans over BG. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Here is Abigail Selfridge at the top of the key. Selfridge looking for some options here as BG really cold to start this game, trying to break into the scoring column here. But again, good news if you're a BG fan. It's only 6-0. Here is Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Thornton trying to work her way through. Finally she does. Left side works it back out. Bailey Hart. Now to Erica Selfridge. Shot clock violation. I don't think they were really aware of it. It goes back to Unitego, and they're fired up.
And, you know, you bring up the snow day. Both of these schools were closed yesterday, so probably both schools did not practice. That could be contributing to BG's slow start. And, I mean, Unitego, like you said, BG's not out of the game. Unitego's only scored 6 points. If BG's able to get a stop here, come down, make a three, you know, it's back to a one-possession game. So the game certainly is far from over here.
6-0, Unitego. Timeout taken here by BG. 2.5 to go in the first. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski, head coach of the GMU Boys Varsity, with me here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Unitego looking like they're getting some early confidence here with this defense.
Yeah, I think they're putting a little pressure on Bainbridge-Guilford. And BG needs to find a way, I think, to get the ball on Abigail Selfridge's hands. She's her most experienced player, along with Corey Thornton, and see if they can get a basket to get the Bobcats going here.
Winner of this game will move on to the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game on Saturday at 1 o'clock. They'll play Watkins Glen, who defeated Newfield in surprising fashion, I thought, 57-29. Watkins Glen just led wire to wire in that game. So the Spartans have the ball right side out of the timeout. They try to pump it to the interior, but a good defensive play there by Erica Selfridge to knock it out of bounds. And we'll see if Coach Conway, whatever words he had over there to try to fire his team up, will work. Inbounds pass. Here's Morgan Perry at the top of the key. We'll go to the left side for Dana Stepp. Stepp will get to the foul line. Wants to work it down low to Faulkner, who's into the game, but instead goes back up to Meg Perry. Wants to take it to the rim. She does. It's short. A lot of contact. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Spartans, and it will go to BG with 2:05 to go in the first.
So there's the stop Bainbridge-Guilford wanted to get. Now let's see if they can put some points up on the board here in the first quarter.
6-0 lead here for Unitego over BG. A slow start for both teams, I would say, in the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. Or I should say the semifinal. Winner will go to the championship. Left side, Corey Thornton. She's got a good look at a three. This one won't go down. Rebound for Abby Selfridge. Puts it in. First bucket of the night for Abigail Selfridge and for BG.
And out of that timeout, Unitego switched back to a zone defense. So it'll be interesting to see if they stay in that or go back to the man-to-man.
Minute 35 to go, first quarter. Unitego 6, BG 2. Both teams off to a slow start. Unitego has had a little bit better of the play, I would say. Morgan Perry now to Haley Lucia. Gets off the screen, into the paint. Little 10-footer, no good, but she's fouled. This will be the 15th foul against BG, only one against Unitego so far. And the foul will be on Taylor Parsons. That's her second team, or second personal foul. So Haley Lucia to the line. First team MAC All-Star will settle in from the charity stripe. First shot will not go. Second one coming. So still 6-2. So much for BG being here before and maybe being used to shooting here. Only 2 points so far with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Lucia goes 0-for-2 at the line, but a good job to hustle and get her own shot off the miss, and Unitego will hold on to possession. Here is Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Stepp to the right side, gets off the screen, wants to take it down low, picks up her dribble in the tough spot, goes back to Meg Perry, left side for her sister Morgan. Into the corner for Dana Stepp, three ball, got it, splash for Dana Stepp.
That's a good sign for Unitego. An outside shot falls there for Stepp, puts Unitego up by 7.
So Unitego leads 9-2 over BG. See what the Bobcats can do now to try to answer with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Abigail Selfridge, straight away 3. Little knuckleball there, won't go. Had a strange curve on it. Rebound for Haley Lucia. In transition, good pass to Dana Stepp. Layup is up and in. And Stepp now has 5 points. Timeout is taken by BG. Unitego leads 11-2. 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
11-2 with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitego girls leading at Bainbridge-Guilford. And so a tough start here for BG. They have dug themselves an early hole. Still a lot of basketball left, a lot of time, but they're going to have to find a way to get their shots to fall here.
At this point, you, as a coach, you just tell your kids, you know, look, we need to get a basket on the offensive end and then a stop on the defensive end and string a couple stops together and baskets on the offensive end, get us back in the game.
Here is Abby Selfridge across midcourt setting it up for BG. They go to the left side for Corey Thornton. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Thornton now will go to the right side for Abigail Selfridge. I think BG's taking these timeouts to try to figure out what to do offensively to free themselves up. Go to the right side for Selfridge. Now back to Erica. Left side for 3. Well off the mark. Rebound is loose on the floor. It's going to go back to Abby. Knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with BG with 1.7 to go here in the first quarter.
I'm not sure that original shot hit the rim.
Yeah.
The shot clock horn sounded, but the officials did not stop play. They're getting together now to discuss it, I think. I know Mr. Z asked over there, did the ball hit the rim? Let's see what they decide here. Well, they decide that it's going to stay with BG. It must have grazed the rim.
Three-man crew, so one had a good view of it. Erica will go to Abby on the inbounds pass. Knocked out of bounds. Abby couldn't save it in time, so Unitego will get it with half a second left. So a slow start here for BG. That'll do it. End of the first quarter. Unitego girls leading BG 11-2. Section 4 Class D girls semifinals. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO. Unitigo girls leading 11-2 here in the Section 4 Class C girls semifinals live from SUNY Cortland. Unitigo will have the ball to start the second quarter. Let's see if BG can rebound. Against the one seed Unitigo, a team they have beat two times this season. It's Unitigo's only two losses were to BG so far this year. And now an up and down is called here on Haley Lucia for Unitigo.
I'm not sure about that one. To me, it looked like a Bainbridge-Guilford player got their hand on the ball to deflect it out of her hand. But
BG back down the floor again. They're in the road at navy blue uniforms tonight with the white trim. Unitigo's in the whites with the green trim. And BG goes right to left. They have it at the top of the key. Three-point line extended. Here's Abby Selfridge with the ball in her hand. She's going to have to find some magic to get BG back in this game. The Bobcats crowd has been pretty quiet so far. Here's Erica Selfridge with five on the shot clock. Steps in for a jumper and got it. Erica Selfridge with her first basket of the game. And it's 11-4 early in the second quarter. Haley Lucia looks over to head coach Bob Z, gets the instructions, and sets up the offense. As Unitigo goes left to right, a handoff for Morgan Perry. Now to Dana Stepp, top of the key. Back to the right side for Lucia. Interior pass now for Meg Perry. Her shot no good. Second chance also won't go down. And a rebound for Abigail Selfridge.
Two stops to start the quarter for BG. See if they can get some more points on the board here.
Coach Z has said publicly and to us here on the radio all season, my team struggles to shoot the ball. And we're going to need to shoot a little better than that to see how deep we want to go. Here's Erica Selfridge with a three on the left side. No good. A long rebound. She tracks it down. Selfridge will go back to Corey Thornton as they have a fresh 30 to work with now. Bobcats trying to chip it down. Thornton tries an interior pass to Selfridge. Miscommunication. Ball rolls out of bounds and goes back to the Spartans.
Unitigo playing great defense on Abigail Selfridge. She's struggling to find the ball in a position on the offensive ends of the floor where she can score.
6:20 to go, second quarter. It's 11-4. Unitigo on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Haley Lucia at the top of the key. We'll go to Dana Stepp, left side. Stepp looking for some options. We'll now go to Meg Perry to the right side for Haley Lucia. Steps in for an elbow, right side jumper. Got it. Haley Lucia is now with 4 points, and Unitigo leads 13-4. Just an out-of-town score. South Courtright girls leading Downsville 14-4. At the end of the first quarter in that second Class D game. Those games are at Succo tonight. So South Courtright off to an early lead there over Downsville. Reach in foul here on Dana Stepp as Erica Selfridge had the ball at the top of the key for Unitigo. For BG.
That's the style of play, though, that has been bothering BG. They're contesting every pass, putting pressure on the ball.
Here is Selfridge as BG gets it in. Left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. Again, our score, Unitigo 14-13, and BG 4 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ashley Matthews. Wants a straightaway three. This one is an air ball off the mark and no good. BG seems to be settling for that shot a lot of the time right now.
Yeah, they kind of ran a little cross screen there to get Abigail Selfridge on the block. It looked like they had her, and then they just looked to the top of the key for the second option. Had a wide-open look, like several of their other shots tonight, but just can't seem to put the ball in the bucket.
5.5 to go, second quarter. Unitigo 13 and BG 4. Haley Lucia across midcourt. They go to the left side. Now for Dana Stepp, who's in front of the BG bench. Stepp will look to hand it off and finds Meg Perry. Perry steps back. We'll go left side for Morgan Newman. And we're going to have a traveling violation here on Unitigo's Morgan Newman. BG will get it back. So the Bobcats are getting chances to get back in this game. But again, the offense has just been stagnant.
Yeah, and like we said a couple times, they've executed good sets and gotten good looks, just haven't been able to put the ball in the basket.
So BG will work it up the floor to the right side for Abigail Selfridge, who has two of BG's 4 points. They trail 13-4, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Corey Thornton. Now for Ashley Matthews on the right side. Little dribble drive, tries to go to Taylor Parsons. It's intercepted there by Morgan Newman, and then a foul on BG as Newman tried to take off to the races. So Matthews is whistled for the foul. That's going to be her first, team's first, here in the second quarter.
I mean, I think we're about four minutes into the second quarter here, and I don't remember more than a handful of shots for Abigail Selfridge. I think BG really needs to try to get her involved on the offensive end.
Right side of the floor now for Morgan Perry. Tries a baseline drive. The real estate dries up there. She'll have to work it back out top of the key. Haley Lucia for three. Buried it. Haley Lucia now with 7 points, and Unitigo leads 16-4, their biggest lead of the contest. Now Abby Selfridge will walk across midcourt. Selfridge to the left side, trying to set up the offense here, and she's kind of directing traffic. Goes to the right side for Bailey Hart. Hart has it. Right wing side now for Erica Selfridge. Steps back for three, left it short, tracks down her own rebound. Selfridge now will go back to the top of the key again for Corey Thornton, to the interior for Abby Selfridge, and Unitigo steals it. They have just taken that interior pass away that BG loves so much. Timeout taken here by Unitigo. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 16, BG 4. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. The score right now is Unitigo leading BG 16-4 in the Section 4 Class C Girls Semifinals, live from SUNY Cortland. Haley Lucia, right side of the floor, will now go to Morgan Newman. Dana Stepp, left side, wants to drive, gets into the paint, takes it all the way. It was partially blocked and then knocked out of bounds. Off the leg of Abby Selfridge, will stay with Unitigo. And so Dana Stepp will do the inbound duties to our right. We're in the press box here at SUNY Cortland. We're not down on the floor tonight. We're up in the press area. Unitigo has it. They'll take it to the right low block for Meg Perry and see what the call is here, Coach. Looks like a whistle against Meg Perry.
Yeah, I think the official called a hook. I think when she spun, made a nice dribble move, but when she spun, I think she used her free arm to kind of hook the defender and get a little bit of leverage there on the turn to the basket, and the referee saw that.
Watkins Glen won the first game here tonight, 57-29, so the winner will take on Watkins Glen, who is the 2 seed. They took down Newfield, who was the 3 seed. In the 6 o'clock game tonight, and Watkins Glen looked very, very good. Dominated that game, I would say. Left side now for Abby Selfridge. Tries to take it to the rim. Works it out for Taylor Parsons. 5 on the shot clock now for Erica Selfridge. She's going to have to try to fight one off. Finds a backdoor cut there for Bailey Hart, and her layup won't go. Rebound for Unitigo. Down the left side of the floor for Dana Stepp, and she's fouled by Erica Selfridge with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Again, Unitigo leading 16-4.
BG can't seem to get anything going on offense. I mean, there was a great drive and pass there at the end of the shot clock. Couldn't convert the layup. Offensive rebound, can't put that in either.
3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Left side now for Dana Stepp. Stepp will go to Morgan Newman. We'll go to Dana Stepp on the left side of the floor. Interior pass back for Newman at the left low block. Wants to put it up, partially blocked here, and a jump ball. He's going to give it back to Bainbridge Guilford with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. So Corey Thornton down on the floor, a little slow getting up, but appears to be okay. So we'll try to get you some more updates on that South Courtright and Downsville game. Last check we had was South Courtright leading at 14-4 at the end of the first quarter there. Those games were at Suco tonight, and the winner of that game will take on Franklin, who defeated Stanford in the first game tonight. 2:45 to go, second quarter. They'll go to the right side now for Selfridge, who is at the high post. Selfridge looking for some options. We'll work it back out to Corey Thornton. And just trying to get some movement here on offense. Coach Conway trying a bunch of different things. They go to Erica Selfridge. Interior pass now for Izzy Decker, who's into the game. Back out for Selfridge. Erica tries a three. It's well off the mark and a rebound for Meg Perry, and she'll work it back up the floor. Chest pass now for Haley Lucia. Dribbles between her legs and sends it one back out for Dana Stepp with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Stepp will now go to Haley Lucia. Lucia gets free, tries a long two-pointer. It's too strong. Loose ball is corralled down by Meg Perry, who puts it up and in, and it's 18-4.
Everything's just going Unitigo's way here. It seems like every loose ball is bouncing to them. They're outworking DG on the glass, playing better defense. It's all Unitigo so far.
18-4, Unitigo on top with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Corey Thornton. They try to go to the interior for Abby Selfridge. Back out for Decker. She's blocked there by Meg Perry, and she's off to the races. Perry wants to take it all the way. She's fouled. Can't get the layup to go, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. And as you said, Coach, it is just Unitigo's nice night, but I'm so impressed by what they've done defensively to try to take away Abby Selfridge.
Yeah, BG seems very confused at the offensive end. They're executing, but they just can't seem to get what they want, and that's kind of just bothering them a little bit on the offensive end.
First shot for Perry at the line is short. Second one coming with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. 18-4, I think a score that nobody was expecting coming into tonight's contest between these two. Both games in the previous matchups were close for a good majority. Perry gets the second shot to go here.
Now, we always, the other night over at UV and UV in Sydney, we were talking about closing out halves. It's very important here for Unitigo to maintain this cushion, and it'll be interesting to see if BG can close the gap here a little bit before halftime, maybe get some confidence going into the locker room.
1:20 to go in the second quarter. Taylor Parsons will have it on the left side of the floor for BG. Now to Corey Thornton. Thornton with an interior pass to Abby Selfridge. Wants to put it up, and she is fouled with 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Against Newark Valley the other night, even when BG wasn't getting good shots, they were able to get the ball to Selfridge, who then was able to get to the line quite a bit, and that really helped them when the offense was slow, and then eventually they warmed up and got out of that. But tonight, they just really haven't been able to get her the ball a whole lot. Selfridge's first shot is up and good. So Abby now with 3 points.
And you can't, I mean, she hasn't even gotten a lot of shots. So, I mean, I think she's had less than 5 shots here in the half. So it's not like she's getting open looks and not making them.
So Selfridge goes 2 for 2, and it's 19-6 with just about 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Haley Lucia back out for Dana Stepp. Back into the hands of Lucia, and Unitigo is very content to take their time, but 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Lucia, top of the key now for Morgan Perry. Back to Morgan Newman, into the hands of Lucia. 10 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Lucia gets into the paint, pull-up jumper, splash for Haley Lucia, and she's got 9.
Very nice drive there.
21-6 is the score. Unitigo on top of BG, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Selfridge across midcourt. Erica finds Abby in front of the Unitigo bench. Now back to Decker at the top of the key. 30 seconds to go on the game clock. 15 on the shot clock. Now to Corey Thornton. They go to Decker right side. Now back to Thornton. Looking for some options. Finally goes to the interior. Good pass for Abby Selfridge, and there it is. That's the bucket they're looking for off that pass. 21-8 with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now here's Lucia across midcourt. Crossover drive for Lucia right side. Little Euro step gets in, and they'll say she traveled with 6 seconds to go.
Yeah. That was a good move. If she had jump stopped after she did a little Euro step there, that would not have been a travel. But because she came down 1-2, it was a travel.
BG trying to get one last shot here, and they won't get it off before the buzzer. And that'll be the halftime score. Unitego girls leading BG 21-8. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Stations, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Back, folks, our halftime score here in the Section 4 Class C Girls Semifinals, live from SUNY Cortland. It's one seed at Unitego leading four seed BG 21-8 at the halftime break. And it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here's our scoring summary. Unitego has 9 points from Haley Lucia, 7 from Meg Perry, and 5 from Dana Stepp. On the other side, it's pretty easy for BG. 6 from Abby Selfridge, 2 from Erica Selfridge. And Coach, your thoughts on the job Unitego's doing defensively to keep the ball away from the BG star, Abby Selfridge?
Well, they're doing a really good job of not allowing the entry pass into the post. Part of that is the defense on the actual post player, and the other part is the pressure on the ball handler out front who's trying to make the entry pass. So Unitego has certainly done a nice job of taking Abigail Selfridge out of the flow a little bit on offense there. So we'll be interesting to see what adjustments are made by Coach Conway for the second half.
Well, as I look down at the floor here, we have another WCDO part-time employee, I guess you could call him, Israel Lormer, coming up and giving us a wave. He's done a bunch of games with us this year and did the last time we did BG and Unitego together. So as a BG fan, I'm sure he's hoping that the Bobcats can make a little run in the second half. We did want to pass along some out-of-town scores. Norwich girls defeated Oneonta in the Class B bracket tonight 67-40. So the Norwich girls just continue to roll. They are just one of the best teams in the area this season. I believe that makes them 20-1 right now. So they will move on to the Section 4 Class B championship game. The Franklin girls, the 2-seed, defeated 3-seed Stanford 47-32. That game was in Oneonta tonight in the Class D bracket. Freshman Kayla Campbell, 28 points for Franklin in that contest. So they will play the winner of South Courtright and Downsville. Last check we had, that's almost halftime between SK and Downsville. SK was on a 30-1 run, and the score at the moment was, let me get back over to my other page here. 32-7 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. So Downsville is a very talented team. Seen them many times this year. They play with 6, sometimes 7 on the bench, but South Courtright is deep and fast, and they get in your face. A lot of pressure defense, hard for a lot of teams to handle. So SK looking like they are in control of that game. We'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back. The Unitego girls leading 21-8 over BG in the Class C semifinals here in Section 4. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat
tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report as the Unitigo girls lead Bainbridge-Guilford 21-8. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Coach, what do you think Coach Conway is saying to his girls in the locker room to try to get them back in this game? Or is there really not much you can say as a coach?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that you have to encourage your players to understand and comprehend is that, you know, that this game's not over. There's still a half of basketball to be played. And, you know, they kind of dominated the first half. Well, who's to say we can't come out and dominate the second half? We can certainly change the tide of the game. And, you know, you set yourself little goals. If you're in a situation like this, you say, geez, you know, by the 4-minute mark of the third quarter, we want to be within 10 points. At the end of the third quarter, we want to try to be within 5. And then with 4 minutes to go in the ball game, you want it to be a one-possession game, and, hey, you're right there. So, I mean, they're certainly behind at the moment on the scoreboard, but they're not out of the game. A couple stops and a couple baskets, and the momentum shifts, and they can be right back in this game.
Yeah, if they could get some of their shots to fall here, they could be right back in this game. They didn't take a ton of shots, but when they did get when they would run the offense through, they did get some good looks. Just didn't really have a great touch on the ball so far in the first half. They were settling a lot for that long three at the top of the key. I'm sure Coach Conway's going to make some adjustments, but it's going to be tough to take the momentum away from Unitigo. They're fired up. You know, they wanted another chance here at BG. They've got it. They've got the lead at the half, so they have to be pretty excited. We'll keep it right here. It's the start of the third quarter. Unitigo girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford 21-8. We did have that out-of-town score for you that the South Courtright girls were leading at 34-9 over Downsville at the break. Those games are over at Oneonta State tonight, the Section 4 Class D semifinal. So Franklin's already booked their tickets to the final. Looks like SK is in control in the second game. Winner here tonight will take on Watkins Glen, who beat Newfield earlier today, 57-29. And, of course, we already mentioned earlier that the Norwich girls got it done tonight against Oneonta, 67-40, to move on to the Class B Section 4 championship game on Saturday. So Unitigo will have the ball to start the second half, and they will now go right to left. Here's Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Chest pass to Morgan Perry. Perry comes off the screen, will go to the high post, finds Morgan Newman, now to Haley Lucia. Lucia wide open for a three, left it short, rebound for Erica Selfridge, and let's see what BG can do. BG will walk it back up the floor left side. Now she turns on the jets, wants to take it to the rim, tries to bank it, no good, gets her own rebound. Works one back out for Corey Thornton. Thornton back to Erica Selfridge. We're 30 seconds into the third quarter, and Unitigo leads BG 21-8. Can the Bobcats get a comeback here? Corey Thornton on the right side will now work it to Abby Selfridge. Selfridge for Taylor Parsons. Three-point line extended on the left side. 10 on the shot clock. She'll hand one off right into the breadbasket there of Erica Selfridge. 5 on the shot clock. Now for Matthews. Goes to the interior for Selfridge. Puts it up, and she's fouled, and will head to the line. She's fouled by Morgan Perry of Unitigo.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned early in the first half was that BG's crowd was kind of quiet. As BG came out of the locker room, their crowd really tried to get behind him and support him, and they've been pretty vocal here in the early goings of the third quarter, so we'll see if that plays a factor in the game.
First shot for Selfridge is up and good. Abby now with 7 points. Strange to think about if you're a longtime BG fan. You know, this could be her last game, and she's been in a BG uniform for the last 5 years. She came up on her eighth grade season. Second shot for Selfridge, left it short. Rebound goes into the hands of Unitico's Meg Perry, and here come the Spartans. Spartans down the right side of the floor. She'll put the brakes on, works it back out to her sister Morgan at the top of the key. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Unitico leads 21-9. Now for Haley Lucia. Lucia, a little dribble drive, pulls it back to the right elbow. Top of the key, left side now for Morgan Perry. Perry wants a elbow shot here from the left side, no good, and we'll have a call by the Zebra crew.
I think they called a moving screen there on Morgan Newman.
So that's going to be her third and the team's second here in the start of the third quarter. So Newman's going to have to go to the bench. Jenna Faulkner will come back in for Unitico with 6:40 to go in the third. And so BG will look to inbound the ball, and they find Abigail Selfridge as BG will work it back up the floor, crossing the Red Dragon logo here at SUNY Cortland. Looking to settle in on offense, they go to the right side for Corey Thornton, who still is scoreless here for the Bobcats, one of the seniors. Back to Abby Selfridge, and she will travel as she tries to take off to the hoop. 6:25 to go in the third, still 21-9 in favor of Unitico over BG.
Looks like one of the adjustments that BG has made is to try to get the ball to Abigail Selfridge out on the perimeter more instead of looking to get the ball into the low post area.
Here is Haley Lucia on the right side of the floor. We'll see if that adjustment works for the Bobcats. Left side now for Dana Stepp. Interior pass into the paint for Meg Perry. She lost it. Erica Selfridge picked her pocket back up the floor. Selfridge zips through two defenders and then traveled as she kind of bobbled it as she tried to pass it off to her sister Abby.
Even though BG has had back-to-back turnovers here, their energy level seems to be a little bit better than it was in the first half. So
I was going to say, that was not the BG we're used to seeing in the first half, and their energy does seem a lot better. Ought to be on the wall, fly on the wall in the locker room at half to see what Coach Conway had to say. Left side of the floor for Dana Stepp, pulls up for a three. This one swirls around the ball, won't go down. Rebound for Meg Perry. Her rebound shot won't go, but she is fouled and will step to the line. With 5:47 to go in the third, and again, Unitico leading 21-9. So the foul is on BG, their first here in the third quarter. First shot for Perry is up and good, so Meg Perry now with 8 points. Second shot coming here for Perry as she will settle in, and this one is up and good, so Perry goes 2 for 2. She's got 9. So it's Meg Perry with 9, Haley Lucia with 9. And Unitico leads 23-9 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Here is Selfridge, Abigail that is, at the top of the key now, settles in on offense, goes left side for Corey Thornton. Thornton looking for an interior pass, instead goes for Taylor Parsons straight away. Parsons will dribble and get it back to Erica Selfridge. Selfridge on the right side of the floor. This is where they miss a player like Macy Leiser, who is out with injury, one of the better guards they had. Turnaround shot for Corey Thornton, a deep three with the shot clock winding down is no good. A rebound for Unitico. Right side for Jenna Faulkner. Now back into the hands of the guard, Haley Lucia. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Unitico still in control. They'll hand it off. Jenna Faulkner now to Dana Stepp. Stepp will go to Lucia on the left side. Interior pass for Meg Perry. Gets to the high post, puts it up and in on the right side. Meg Perry now with 11. She's really working hard on that low block.
Yeah, that was a real nice move there to finish in the low post by Perry.
So 4:40 to go, third quarter. Unitico leading 25-9. BG trying to answer. They go to Erica Selfridge. Pump fakes, gets down low. Kiss off the glass is good for Erica. She's got 4 points. She's playing with a lot more energy, and it's 25-11. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Haley Lucia. Dishes down low. Goes to Meg Perry on the baseline. Runs out of real estate. Good defense there by Taylor Parsons of BG. Back up top to Lucia. Now to Meg Perry. Meg goes for Morgan. Morgan wants to take it to the rim. Has to work it back out, but she'll travel with 4:10 to go in the third. And it goes back to BG. And we've said it a couple of times here, Coach. BG is still in this game despite only having 11 points.
I mean, they get a couple of baskets and a couple stops. They're right back in the game. They're very fortunate that it's not a bigger deficit at this point.
Left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. Thornton will go to Taylor Parsons. BG trying to chip away. They go to Erica Selfridge. Erica tries to go to Abby. She gets it but is fouled on the interior pass with 3:55 to go in the third. This is going to be on Morgan Perry. That's her second and the team's third foul here in the third. And Alexa Lush is going to come in, and Jenna Faulkner will head to the bench for the Spartans. Erica Selfridge with the inbound pass will go to Ashley Matthews. Matthews, who has been starting in the place of the injured Macy Leisure, had 11 points against Newark Valley in the second round, has been scoreless here tonight. Here's Abby Selfridge in the paint. She's double-teamed, goes back out to Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Thornton will go to Taylor Parsons, left side. 15 on the shot clock. They go back to Erica Selfridge. Selfridge steps in for a long true, tried to bank it. No good. Rebound to Abby, and she'll pull it back out. Finds Ashley Matthews. 3:20 to go in the third. It is 25-11. Ashley Matthews with the ball, and she'll travel. And BG has just been frustrated all night. Some of the other guards just not having the type of nights they usually have here for the Bobcats.
Yeah, the ball pressure that Unitigo is putting on is really disturbing the offensive flow for Bainbridge Guilford.
Here's Alexa Lucia, younger sister of Haley. We'll leave it now for Morgan Perry. Perry left side at the left elbow will go to Meg Perry, her sister, at the foul line. Now for Haley Lucia. For Alexa Lucia in the corner, her three ball is off the mark. And a rebound here for Erica Selfridge, who will dribble out of trouble. Erica gets across midcourt, finds Taylor Parsons. Back to Erica. Pull-up jumper won't go down. Abigail Selfridge with the rebound, puts it up and in. And Selfridge has got 9 points, and it's 25-13 with 2:40 to go in the third. Could BG do this? The offense has been slow. They've really had to earn every basket here. Haley Lucia, left side of the floor. Lucia comes around the screen to the right side, down low. We'll work it out for Alexa Lucia. Three ball for her. Hits the rim three times and won't go down. Rebound for BG. Alexa Lucia had a game earlier this year where she came off the bench and hit 7 3-pointers, so she is capable. Right side now for Ashley Matthews as BG goes left to right. Into the corner on the baseline for Corey Thornton. Back up for Abigail Selfridge, top of the key. Now they go to Taylor Parsons on the left side. Parsons back to Corey Thornton for a long three ball on the right side. It's off the mark. Both teams scrambling for it. Erica Selfridge somehow comes out of the dog pile with it. Goes back to Abby in the paint, and she's fouled as she takes it up. With a minute 52 to go in the third, it's 25-13. BG trying to chip away.
I mean, if she can make these two free throws here, you're back to a 10-point game, which is kind of where we said we wanted to be at the midway point of this quarter. But, hey, if you have to push it to the end of the quarter, then, hey, at 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, now you want to make it a 5-point game.
So here is Abigail Selfridge, the senior at the line. First shot for her is up and good. The senior will be going to Clarion University in Pennsylvania next year to play Division II volleyball. Of course, BG, the two-time defending state champions in Class D for volleyball. Selfridge now with 11 points, and Abby was the Class D player of the year the last 2 years. Minute 45 to go in the third. Unitigo with a layup opportunity here, right side for Haley Lucia. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for BG. 25-15 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Here is Corey Thornton. Works it to the interior. Abby Selfridge goes up and is fouled. And coach, I got to say, she's great at getting to the interior and finding a way to draw contact.
Yeah, she really does a nice job. When she cuts, she really presents a passing lane for her teammates. And when she gets it, she knows how to draw the contact and finish or get to the free throw line.
And so Selfridge will settle in. First shot for her, rattles in and out. And these foul shots are going to be huge as they try to chip their way back in. And nice, because the clock has stopped as you're trying to pick up these points. So Alexa Lucia back to the bench. And Unitigo is back to their starting five as Morgan Newman comes in. Selfridge hits the second shot. She's got 12. 25-16. Unitigo back up the floor with Dana Stepp. Stepp now to Haley Lucia. And now back to Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Unitigo taking their time here as now they've stalled a little bit on offense over the last 2 or 3 minutes. They go to Meg Perry, top of the key. Perry will go for Haley Lucia. Gets off the screen. Interior pass now for Meg. Turnaround shot at the right low block. Rattles it in. Meg Perry won't be denied. She has 13 points. It's 27-16 as we hit a minute to go in the third. Left side for Erica Selfridge. Wants to take it right to the interior. Comes back out for Corey Thornton. Thornton back for Erica, pump fakes, left elbow, now leaves one off at the foul line for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge is tripped up, but somehow manages to get it to Ashley Matthews. Matthews on a baseline drive, dishes for Taylor Parsons. Her shot is too strong. Meg Perry with a rebound, and she's fouled with 43 seconds to go in the third. Foul is going to be on Erica Selfridge. That's her third and the team's second. Timeout is taken by Unitigo. We'll step away. 43 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo girls leading BG 27-16 here in Cortland. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Unitigo leads 27-16 here in the girls Section 4 Class C semifinals. Winner will go on to play Watkins Glen, who's the 2 seed. So if things held true, it would be 1 seed Unitigo, 2 seed Watkins Glen, but I'm sure the 4 seed BG Bobcats are going to have a lot to say in the next 8 minutes and change to try to get back in this game. Nate Lowell and GMU Boys Varsity Head Coach Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight, live from SUNY Cortland. We're glad to have you along. Here's Haley Lucia across midcourt out of the Unitigo timeout. She'll go left side for Meg Perry as Unitigo goes right to left. Now to the right side for Lucia. Interior pass is kicked out of bounds. Looks like off the leg of Erica Selfridge with 30 seconds to go. Dana Stepp will do the inbound duties here for the Spartans. And she'll have to lob one up. Almost picked off there by Erica Selfridge, but it does get into the hands of Lucia. 10 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. Lucia directing traffic, goes to the right side. Three-point line extended. Straight away now, passes one off for Meg Perry. A three ball, draws nothing but air, out of bounds, goes back to BG. 15 seconds left here in the third. Coach, how big would a BG basket here be at the end of the quarter?
Well, a BG basket here, whether it's a two-pointer or a three-pointer, would cut the lead to single digits. And I think if you're a BG Bobcat fan, you'd be happy with that going to the fourth quarter. Based on my past experience as the Unitigo girls coach, BG always seems to have a run in them. There were many games when we played BG in my 10 years at Unitigo where we thought we kind of had him. And then in the fourth quarter, somehow his teams always seem to make a run. So I would say this game is far from over.
10 seconds to go. Abigail Selfridge with the ball across half court. Goes to her sister Erica. 3 seconds left. She's going to have to pull up for a three. It's partially blocked, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Unitigo with a 27-16 lead. Will there be some Bobcat magic in the fourth quarter, or will the Spartans hang on? We'll find out in a few minutes. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And of course, a big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Will this be the last time we'll see Abigail Selfridge, Corey Thornton, the seniors in the starting lineup here for the BG Lady Bobcats, or will they have some magic? Let's see. They trail 27-16. It's not been their night offensively here at SUNY Cortland. And the ball is at half court. They'll inbound to Abigail Selfridge, who will start off the fourth quarter. Fiji going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. They go to Erica Selfridge. Muscles her way to the basket left side and gets it to go. Erica now with 6 points. And Haley Lucia will work it up the floor. Lucia on the right side again. Unitigo going right to left. Spartans are going to have to execute to try to hold off BG. Lucia will now work it to the far side for Faulkner. It was picked off by Decker. Went into the backcourt. It was tipped, but Faulkner was able to track it down. Seven on the shot clock. Here's Haley Lucia. Long two-pointer right side. Rattles it in. No, they're going to say that it's no good because it hit the line that comes down from the ceiling on the basket.
I also would not be surprised to see a press at some point here from BG to try to pick up the intensity a little bit on the defensive end of the floor.
It's one thing we really haven't seen tonight is any full-court pressure, correct, Coach?
No, I have not. Oh, no. Unitigo did a little bit in the first half.
But not like they usually do. They have been a team all year that just lives and dies by the press. They'll pass it down low for Matthews. Off the glass, it won't go. That was a big opportunity for BG. They couldn't get it. Back up the floor for Meg Perry, who has a game-high 13 points so far for Unitigo. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Lucia. She'll work it to the right side with a chest pass to Dana Stepp. Stepp will go back to Lucia, who's straight away, but she traveled. Ball back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Still opportunities here for the Bobcats.
This is where that experience that you talked about at the beginning of the game comes into play here. You had back-to-back possessions here. Unitigo's turned it over. BG had a good look at a layup there. We could be in real close game here. BG can convert.
Left side of the floor for Abigail Selfridge. BG setting up shop in their own offensive end of the floor. Now to the top of the key for Corey Thornton. Thornton back to Abby Selfridge. Wants a long two but didn't pull the trigger. Instead, chest pass back up top for Ashley Matthews. Now to Erica Selfridge. Eight on the shot clock. They go back to Abby. Left side gets off the screen. Takes it down low. Muscles it up and in. And she's got 14 points. That is 27-20 with 6:10 to go. Unitigo back across the Red Dragons logo at midcourt. Lucia to the right side. Steps back. Now they'll reverse it left side for Dana Stepp. Stepp takes it down low and is fouled on the floor by Corey Thornton. So this will be the first foul on either team in the fourth quarter as they reset the fouls every quarter in the girls' game. So Izzy Decker is going to head to the bench. Taylor Parsons will come back in, who has just been brought up late in the season. A sophomore has seen some big minutes here in sectional play. Dana Stepp will look to get the inbounds pass. Finds Meg Perry. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Morgan Perry. Her sister puts it in.
Good execution there by Unitigo on an out-of-bounds play.
Believe it or not, first basket of the night for Morgan Perry, and it's 29-20. Unitigo on top with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. BG trailing by 9. Left side now for Corey Thornton. Now to Parsons. And to Abigail Selfridge. 1 of 3, thought better of it. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go to Corey Thornton. She'll get into the paint. Back out for Abby. 6 on the shot clock. Now for Ashley Matthews. Pump fakes. Wants to take it. Little running jumper is way off the mark. And a rebound for Unitigo, but they'll call the shot clock violation. So Unitigo will come away with it with 5:18 to go. Unitigo leading 29-20. So Bailey Hart will come in. Taylor Parsons to the bench. And besides the two Selfridge sisters, Abby has 14, Erica has 6. No one else has scored here tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. Unitigo with the basketball. Dana Stepp left side. Stepp will look to hand one off on the far side to Morgan Perry, but she dribbled it off her leg out of bounds, giving another chance here to Bainbridge with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, can the Bobcats capitalize here and put some more game pressure on the Unitigo Lady Spartans?
Abigail Selfridge in the backcourt. I don't think either fan base feels real comfortable right now. It's the vibe I'm getting. Corey Thornton on the left side will now go to Izzy Decker. Decker to Erica Selfridge, right side of the floor, tries to pump it to the interior for Abby, and the pass was just too far in front of her. She couldn't get there in time, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, that's unfortunate there. She had an angle to get her the bounce pass into the low post area. She needed to take one more dribble and then bounce it in there because her sister had the post sealed off, but it wasn't meant to be.
4:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 29-20. Unitigo leads Bainbridge-Guilford in a low-scoring, Section 4 Class C semifinal game live from SUNY Cortland. Dana Stepp, left side of the floor, gets to the foul line, gets into the paint, and now we will have a foul. And I believe this is going to be on BG here, Coach.
Yes. That'll be their second foul of the quarter.
So the foul will be on Abby Selfridge. That's her first and the team's second, as you said, Coach. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And a steal on the inbounds pass. Erica Selfridge steals it and then is fouled as she got tripped up by Meg Perry. So that's the first foul on Unitigo as a team. Third foul on Meg Perry for Unitigo.
It'll be interesting to see here if the Bobcats can get a basket if they put on the full court press.
29-20 the score. Bobcats trailing by 9. With 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Erica Selfridge is across midcourt. Chest pass for Izzy Decker, who's back into the game in front of the Bobcats bench. Now for Corey Thornton. Straightaway 3 for Thornton is good. What a time to get her first basket of the game. Corey Thornton dials long distance. It's 29-23.
No full court pressure, but the BG defense is certainly ready to go here.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dana Stepp right side. Tried to feed it through to Meg Perry. She's on the ground. Lost control of it. Steal now for BG. Ashley Matthews got on the floor, got dirty, and picked it up. Now here is Erica Selfridge at midcourt. Gets it to Ashley Matthews. And a timeout is taken by BG. With 3:45 to go in the fourth, we'll step away. It's 29-23. Unitigo on top by 6 over BG. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. After a BG timeout, Bobcats will have the ball. Unitigo girls leading 29-23 in the Section 4 Class C semifinals here from SUNY Cortland tonight. I'm Nate Lowe alongside GMU boys head coach, former head coach of the Unitigo girls, as we said earlier, Greg Bonskowski. And BG loses the ball here on the inbounds pass. Abigail Selfridge thought she was going to be into the backcourt, lost it, and Unitigo scooped it up.
Yeah, she should have just went over the half-court line and received the ball. It wouldn't have been a backcourt violation.
So Unitigo will come away with it. And here is Meg Perry, takes it to the rim. What a turn of events as Meg Perry finishes there. She's got 15. 31-23. Erica Selfridge will now go to Corey Thornton on the left side of the floor. BG goes left to right. They need another bucket on this possession. Here is Corey Thornton, thought about a three but didn't let it go. Thornton will now go to Izzy Decker. Decker straight away goes back to Thornton. 3 minutes left now. It's 31-23 still. Erica Selfridge will work it down low. Off the hands there of somebody down low. Off the glass and then into the hands of Haley Lucia for Unitigo. Unlucky break for the Bobcats. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Unitigo back up near midcourt. Lucia will go to Morgan Perry. Unitigo taking their time. Perry will look to get it to the interior. No, will instead reverse it to Haley Lucia, left side. Lucia gets into the paint and will have a foul call, I believe, on Erica Selfridge here for BG.
Only 2:30 left to go. BG, I think, needs to turn up the intensity level on defense here to see if they can get some turnovers and create some offense out of their defense.
Timeout is taken here by Unitigo. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. 2:30 to go in the fourth. Unitigo girls leading 31-23. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a
a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 2.5 to go. In the fourth quarter, it's 31-23. Out of the timeout, Unitigo will have the ball. And so Dana Stepp will have the inbound pass and will go to Megan Perry. Back out for Haley Lucia. Unitigo taking their time here, 2:25 to go. Now to Dana Stepp on the right side. Gets off a screen. We'll go to Morgan Newman. 15 on the shot clock, still a lot of time. They go to the left low block for Meg Perry. She's fouled by Bailey Hart and will step to the line. And Meg Perry has just had a real nice night here for Unitigo.
Yeah, she did a nice job there posting up. Nice entry pass and a good, she was patient when she got the ball. Didn't rush, made a good strong move, threw the foul, gets to the line here with 2:14 to go.
Unitigo leading at 31-23. Perry's first shot skims the front of the rim and is no good. Just didn't have quite enough on it. This young Unitigo team, we talked to Coach Z earlier in the year. He said he still thought maybe they were a year away from making a deep run into sectionals or winning a MAC championship, but they're on the verge of going to the title game here. Only one senior on this team. Perry goes 0 for 2, but a rebound by that lone senior, Morgan Newman, keeping the play alive with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Everyone on pins and needles here on the Unitigo side as they try to hang on against the pesky BG squad. Top of the key now for Morgan Newman. They go to the left side for Dana Stepp. Stepp will look to get off a screen to the interior for Meg Perry. Loops one down low for Morgan Perry. Puts it up. She's blocked by Abigail Selfridge, but she's fouled and will head to the line. And you can see the excitement here for this Unitigo squad.
And, you know, the change in the girls' basketball rules really has changed the end-of-game situation here. I mean, you can't really foul to go to the one-and-one because the rest of the game, Unitigo will shoot two foul shots. So you can't really go to that strategy of, hey, I'm going to foul. Let's hope you miss the first, and then we can come down and get a basket. Any foul here out, they're going to shoot two shots. In all reality, they shoot about 50%, one out of two. You know, even if you can trade a three with the deficit, it'll be very difficult for BG to get back in the game here.
Minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout taken by BG. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Unitigo 31 and BG 23. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Speaking of WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. You can also go back anytime and listen to these games free at WCDOsports.com. It's all courtesy of SFCU and our game audio archive.
Speaking of the web stream, I just want to give a shout-out to my parents out in Saratoga Springs listening to WCDO Sports Online tonight. So hope all is well.
To the line here is Morgan Perry out of the timeout. Her shot won't go. Gets a high five from her sister, a little encouragement, Meg Perry. As the two twin sisters, just sophomores, along with Dana Stepp, in the starting lineup for this young Unitigo team. Second shot for Perry is good.
A 9-point game here with about a minute 40 left.
So Unitigo leads 32-23. Left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. Interior pass for Abby Selfridge. Gets down low, off the glass, gets it to go, and she's fouled. She's got 16, and BG's not done quite yet. It's 32-25, and a 3-point play opportunity at the line coming up.
Well, how big is that side out of bounds play going to loom here for the Bobcats? They had the ball with an opportunity to cut it to, I want to say, 3. 29-23. And they turned it over, and then Unitego got a basket.
Erica Selfridge will head to the bench, and senior Matresa Harmon will check in now for Bainbridge Guilford. With a minute 37 to go, fourth quarter. As Abigail Selfridge, shot is good. She's got 17. 32-26. And Unitego will get to midcourt. BG coming with a little full court pressure. Left side of the floor now. Back to the midsection of the floor. They'll dump it down low now for Morgan Newman. She's fouled by Izzy Decker. Couldn't get the shot to go with a minute 24 left. Unitego leading 32-26. Morgan Newman to the line.
Still had a two-possession game. Remember we said earlier around halftime that BG would hope to get it to a one-possession game at some point. So two-possession game here late in the fourth.
Morgan Newman, again the lone senior at the line. First shot good for Morgan Newman. Her first point of the game. So the second shot coming here for the senior. So Newman will settle in, trying to extend her season by another couple of days. This shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Erica Selfridge, who's back into the game. Tried to get it to midcourt. It was stolen back by Dana Stepp, and she's fouled by Abigail Selfridge with a minute 19 to go here in the fourth. Allie Miller is also into the game now for the BG Bobcats. So we're seeing some new faces here late from Coach Conway. Not sure if that's any sort of different strategies trying here. But Dana Stepp will step to the line here. And her first shot is up and good. Stepp now with 6 points. And Unitego leads 34-26. And the second shot coming here for Stepp. Of course, the Unitego girls won the Section 4 Class C Soccer Championship in the fall. Maybe try to get to the basketball championship game now. Erica Selfridge is going to be whistled for an offensive foul at mid-quarter. She was trying to buy herself some room, and the ball goes back to Unitego with a minute 13 to go in the fourth. So Unitego will get it back, leading a 34-26 tough break there for the Bobcats. And that's just kind of the night it's been here for BG. And so Matresa Harmon will chase around Haley Lucia, trying to catch up to her and foul her up near mid-court. Finally, she will with 1:08 to go. Unitego in control here at the moment. And so that is Matresa Harmon's first foul and going to be the fifth here on Unitego. And so Lucia will settle in, and Unitego could put the icing on the cake if they shoot well at the foul line here. And there's the broadcaster's curse as she misses the first one.
Never fail.
So Unitego going for their second opportunity here at the line with Lucia. This one is through for Haley Lucia. She has 10 points. 35-26. As the clock did not start there up on the scoreboard. So they're going to run a couple of seconds down to 1:02. Again, it's 35-26. And so BG's down to their last minute here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Of course, the Bobcats are the defending sectional champion, went to the regional round last year before losing a very tight game to Syracuse Academy of Science, who went on to the championship game before losing that one. And so BG's had a great year, MAC champions. Only two losses coming into tonight's game. One early in the season to Vernon Verona Sherrill, who was a very good team, and one during the regular season to Delhi. 1 minute to go as Allie Miller will try a three from the left side, and that's off the mark. A rebound for Meg Perry. She gets fouled with 56 seconds to go, and Unitego is in a very good spot right now, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up directly after the final buzzer. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Want to remind you, tomorrow night we'll be at SUNY Oneonta for the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals at 6 o'clock and 7:30, so make sure you join us for that. as Meg Perry's at the line. Her first shot won't go. So Unitego not exactly in the clear here yet, Greg.
No, and I mean, this is why, you know, some people don't particularly like the new rule with girls. I mean, there's the missed end of a front end of two shots. If that's a one-and-one, Beachy has an opportunity to get the ball, advance it up, and maybe cut into the lead.
Meg Perry now with 16, as BG will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, Coach. But, yeah, agreed, that would have been, you know, rebound potential for BG there.
And, I mean, you look over the last several trips to the free throw line, Unitego's made one of two, and you look at the score, even though BG has made a couple baskets to chip away, Unitego has held their lead of 9 points and actually extended it to 1 point. So
tomorrow, as I said, we'll be at Oneonta State. 6 o'clock will be Edmiston and South Courtright. And then at 7:30, we'll have Morris and Marathon. That's going to be a fun night tomorrow night, Coach.
Yeah, Edmiston and South Courtright played earlier in the year. I think both teams were kind of feeling each other out a little bit at that point in the season. So Edmiston has certainly improved and is playing extremely well, capable of putting up a lot of points on the board. And South Courtright is very deep and very talented, very athletic. So that should be a good matchup. And the second game, you have a very talented Morris squad. Making a trip to the sectional semifinals against Marathon, who played an entire season without playing a Class D opponent until you got to the sectional tournament. So should be two good ball games tomorrow night at Oneonta State.
Yeah, make sure you join us for those. And then on Thursday, we'll be up at the Carrier Dome, actually. I'm going to broadcast the Cooperstown girls playing in the Section 3 Class C championship game. And they will be taking on Little Falls at 7 o'clock on Thursday. BG gets a shot off on the right side for three out of that timeout. It's off the mark and no good. Morgan Perry with a rebound. She is fouled. And so we'll take the long walk down to the other side of the floor to shoot some more free throws here for the Spartans. So, yeah, I'm excited for Thursday as well to catch Cooperstown girls playing up at the Dome. That's a neat opportunity for the kids to play on a huge court up there at the Dome. So Perry will settle in. And her first shot is, again, off the front of the rim and no good. So Unitego leads 36-26 with 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The winner of this game will take on Watkins Glen, and whichever team advances will have to play very well on Saturday against the high-quality Watkins Glen team, who's been here many times before. Second shot for Perry won't go. A jump ball on the rebound will keep it with Unitego with 41 seconds left.
That's indicative of the night for BG. Have a missed free throw, you have the inside position, and you have a jump ball, and it stays with Unitego.
So 41 seconds to go, fourth quarter, 36-26 the score. Unitego will get it in, and it's just a matter of time now for the Spartans. They did it in soccer. Could they do it in basketball with this very similar group? Dana Stepp will now go to Morgan Perry, down to 30 seconds to go. Unitego with the lead, and the end of a great career coming up here for Abigail Selfridge, number 11 for BG. Weird to think it's the last time we'll see her in a BG uniform. Foul here on BG's Allie Miller will send Dana Stepp to the line with 22 seconds left. And just a matter of time now for the Spartans.
You know, the difference in the game tonight, besides the Thornton three for BG, I don't recall another three-pointer.
No, was it.
In the MAC championship at the event center, the three-pointers seemed to all go in for BG that night. So you have to credit Unitego's defense this evening in this ball game here tonight.
Selfridge with a rebound. They did a great job on Abby. She still finishes with 17 here tonight. Here's Corey Thornton, dials up a three right side. It's an air ball. Matthews will keep it in bounds, but it'll eventually slide out as she saved it, but it did roll back out of bounds with 11 seconds left. Unitego fans on their feet. This team has wanted BG for a long time, wanted this victory, and they're going to get it here tonight. It looks like our final score will be 36-26. Low scoring, but a win is a win. The Spartans will advance to the Section 4 Class D Championship game against Watkins Glen on Saturday. The Spartans take down the Bobcats, and we'll be back with the postgame show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back for the final time here tonight to SUNY Cortland. One seed Unitego will take on two seed Watkins Glen in the championship game on Saturday as one seed Unitego defeats four seed BG 36-26 here tonight. A tough loss for the Bobcats. We were just talking, Coach, that not the game we expected. I don't think any of the fans expected this. Just kind of a tough game, not a lot of flow to it. It was kind of a grind-it-out type of game, but a win is a win if you're a Spartans fan.
Yeah, as long as you have more points than the other team, that's something that coaches like to talk about all the time. It doesn't really matter what the score is at the end of the game. As long as you have one more point than the other team, that's what you want at this point. Survive and advance.
Here's our scoring summary. First for BG tonight, a game-high 17 points from Abigail Selfridge, 6 from Erica Selfridge, 3 from Corey Thornton. So the scoring was limited tonight here for BG. On the other side for Unitego, a team-high 16 points from Megan Perry, followed by 10 from Haley Lucia, 6 from Dana Stepp, 3 from Morgan Perry, 1 from Morgan Newman. So Megan Perry with a big effort here tonight. Haley Lucia hit some big shots early, along with Dana Stepp, and they just seem to have a little bit more in the tank here tonight.
Yeah, Unitego seemed to get off to a little better start offensively. Both teams were a little sloppy there. We talked about that in the first quarter. I don't know if that was a result of having no school yesterday and not being able to practice, but that's just the way the game broke. And give credit to Unitego for their defensive effort, and they were able to come away with the win tonight.
We have our three awards tonight, plus our extra award that we give out for Unitego games from Jake's Deli. So let's do first our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. It didn't feel like it, but Abigail Selfridge found a way to get 17 points. She had the game high, so we'll give her our Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. We'll finish her career with over 1,000 career points and 1,000 career rebounds. She was MAC MVP 3 out of the last 4 years. I mean, the resume goes on and on. For basketball, MAC champions the last 5 years, and of course sectional champions last year, but this year just a little short here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a very talented high school athlete. We wish her the best of luck in the future in her volleyball career in college. And, you know, like we said, it just wasn't BG's night tonight.
Next up, we'll have the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Tonight, let's give that one to Haley Lucia. She had 10 points. Actually, no, let's change that up. I want to go Meg Perry. I want to go Meg Perry. She had 16 points, but I thought the defense on the interior against Abigail Selfridge was really, really good, especially in the early going. BG just could not get the ball to Abby. And a lot of that was due to the Perry sisters, so we'll give Meg our Dynamic Defense Award.
Yeah, I mean, I think at halftime, Abigail might have had 6 points. and they were not easy baskets, even the 6 points that she had. She had to work for everything she got tonight. She seemed to have a little bit easier going in the second half, but part of that was because of the great defense by Megan Perry and her sister Morgan, and they did an outstanding job of not allowing the ball to be entered into Abigail into the low post, so congratulations to Megan for her award.
We will give Haley Lucia an award tonight. We'll give her the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Haley Lucia, as we said, hit some big shots early. Just a great ball handler, too. I'm sure that's great for Coach Z to have someone that he can trust at all times with the basketball.
Yeah, she's the leader out there on the court as the point guard. Moving forward, if they're going to have some success in the sectional final, she's going to need to step up and make some shots from the perimeter. Especially a couple threes would come in very beneficial for them on Saturday.
Lastly, this is a special award we do for all our Unitego games. It's time for the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Tonight's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otego. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need. Plus, they have a wide selection of deli meats. So don't forget about their sub platters, too. You can call Jake's at 988-2709. Let's give that to Dana Stepp tonight. We'll give it to somebody different. 6 points, hit a couple of key buckets. She always seems to be right in that 6 to 8 point range, but finds a way to get a key bucket here and there. So we'll give Dana the free sub tonight, courtesy of Jake's Deli. And they're a proud supporter of Unitego Athletics here on WCDO. So we'll have to give out one more sub award on Saturday. I believe we'll be here at SUNY Cortland. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. for that game. And the UV boys will be here tomorrow as well. They have the early game against Newfield. If they win, we'll broadcast their game at 3 o'clock on Saturday here as well if they make the Section 4 Class C championship game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I believe you and I will be in Oneonta.
Yes.
Should
be a couple
good.
Of good games there in Oneonta at the Class D boys.
Yeah, I'm excited. Anytime, you know, I'm a Class D guy. Anytime I can fit the D's in, I love to do it. Some people think I'm crazy, but hey, love getting the D's on the air. It's a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen South Courtright or Edmiston or Morris, three really good local teams. Marathon's kind of the unknown. Excited to see them tomorrow. So we'll go from there. Well, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios and Greg Bonskowski, GMU boys coach. Thanks again for joining me, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be an exciting night.
Our final score here once again, Unitego defeats BG 36-26, and we'll see you on Saturday for the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game, Watkins Glen and Unitego, to see who moves on to states. This is Nate Lowe. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.